Hi everyone, so the TOK writing prompt that I chose to focus on was how important are material tools in the production or acquisition of knowledge. My first object was my mom's university law book. My second object was my Apple school computer, and my third object was my community certificate. So all of these three objects are really personal and very important to me. The first book, first of all, it's one of my mom's possessions, and I find that my mom is one of the people who's really taught me to be open-minded, and she's really put an influence on how I acquire knowledge, you know, how I filter in important information. It is a book, so there's a lot of content-based knowledge that I can then apply it in the real world. The second book, Artifacts, is my school computer, which has allowed me to gain access to information that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to if I didn't own a computer. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes search engines on my computer filter out information and make me basically get to a point where I only find information that aligns with my own opinions, which I think limits the objectivity of the data as well as how useful it is, which, you know, I think can make sometimes people more one-sided because, you know, softwares and search engines in the computers can take advantage of this, and please you in a way, right, because you're finding information that pleases you. This can be seen, for example, with news broadcasters in the U.S., you know, Fox being, you know, accused of being more in favor of the Republican Party, and so people who maybe, are subscribed to Fox might only get one-sided opinions of politicians, and so on. So there's this knock-on effect of the credibility of data. And finally, my communion certificate. I'm not sure if you guys know what a communion certificate is, but it's basically a certificate that you get when you're Christian and when you go through this process of getting a communion, which basically means that when you go in church, you can get the sacred bread, right, which represents bodies, Jesus, you know, body and soul. And it's the first sacrament in Christianity where you're actively participating in, and where you actually get a certificate that you're consciously, that you consciously believe in, because for baptism, you're just a few months old, so you really do not have a say in the process of getting and acquiring the religious knowledge whilst you really do with communion. So it is the first official important certificate in Christianity. I feel like religious knowledge is very hard to quantify because, you know, it goes way beyond tangible evidence. It's something based, you know, on faith. It's an ideology that relates to analogies, metaphors. And I feel like sometimes religion is kind of like a guidebook for negotiating moral dilemmas, and it allows you to make grounded judgments of others, of yourself, and general decision making. And I feel like because there's so many symbols, like the, you know, holy bread, as I was saying before, representing, you know, Jesus's body and eternal fulfillment to his followers. There's so many analogies and metaphors in Christianity that I sometimes, when I try to, you know, apply that kind of systematic approach of deciphering different symbols, I can limit myself because I've always learned to do it in such a way, you know, in Christianity, that sometimes, I do feel like it prevents me to get a more objective picture, you know. I get fixated on one idea, which I definitely have to work on, as I think we all do, because being objective is, well, being completely objective is impossible, but at least working towards having, you know, being more open-minded is very important. And then basically something else I found very interesting about religion is, you know, the English phrase, you're being so religious about exercise, or are you being so religious about, you know, the food you put in your body. And whenever you hear this in English, there is this connotation of having consistency, of having cultus, just like in religious practices. This has led me to thinking about how religious knowledge has more of an imperative function, because it basically kind of suggests you a way of how to approach, how to acquire such knowledge, you know, how to process situations rather than give a solution. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes having this imperative knowledge nudges you in a certain direction, which can limit your own way of approaching scenarios. And because Christianity is so rigorous, you know, I had to go through 2 years of every week joining communion classes, and I feel like having such rituals, sometimes, I mean, it has made me a very a perfectionist, because I'm always constant and give it all my all for whatever I do, but sometimes I feel like it prevents me from producing information objectively. Yeah, so these three objects are very personal to me, and I do believe that they relate to the writing prompt. Thank you so much for listening.